Hi, this is Van, the Lazy Photographer, and I know it's been a while that I've posted an episode. It's just so many things that happened during that COVID period, and it's still happening right now. So I did manage to upload a video on YouTube regarding a mobile accessory that I think is a bit important for mobile filmmakers. So this episode number 17, is all about a mobile filmmaking accessories that you might have, or accessory that you might have overlooked. Hi, my name is Van Ligurum, and you're watching my Van Ligurum Cinematography channel. Today, I will talk about some accessories that I use for mobile filmmaking. Filmmaking through mobile is now very popular, and for the reason that the cameras on mobile phones are not as much capable as your cameras, your DSLRs and all that stuff. And in some way they're even better because of the fact that you can bring them wherever you are, and they're super light. So you can just put it on the pocket and you'll be able to film whenever, wherever you are. So I started to explore with accessories. Now, I have an accessory where I have those gimbals that we can use to stabilize your phone. That's a good thing to have. And today we're going to talk about some of the accessories that you might not really see that much. So I started with I started buying a lens from Moment. There's a company called Moment where they make lenses and cases and all that stuff for your mobile filming. And I had that lens for a while. I use it and I noticed that the lens was a wide lens, ultra wide lens. So it really helped me capture wider shots on my phone. So it was good back then when I was not using a phone with a wide lens. And to be honest, if you're talking about 2020 phones, if you buy phones in mobile phones in this year 2020. Most of the phones, flagship phones, now have ultra wide lens. So I think that ultra wide lens that they're making will most of the time be not needed anymore. And so I was thinking ahead that what if I shift and change the lenses to something else. Now that's when I came up with their filters. So Moment has their filters. So basically what a filter does to filming is that it's more of a shades for your phone, for the device that you're using to film, and it allows you to shoot under cinematic settings. The cinematic settings for mobile phone or any other camera is that if you're shooting at 24 frames per second, you need to be using shooting at least double of that. So that's 24, around 50 shutter speed. And to achieve that, if you don't have a filter, it's so impossible. So that's why filters are being made. There are filters for your DSLR and your regular cameras, and Moment has their own for your mobile phone. let me switch over to them and show you how it's set up. So they sell these filters. This is the filter that I'm talking about. So it's like it's what I mentioned earlier. It's more of like a shades for your phone. So the filters will just look like this. It's just your normal filters, but for this one, it is neutral density filter 16, so it is 16 stops that it blocks. And this filter is something different. It's a circular polarizer filter, and it's more of like a clear, glass. This allows you to shoot within, shoot through glass, or shoot against light. So I had this too. When you buy it, it needs to be purchased with their filter mount. So the filter mount will hold the filters themselves. So how it works is they have the case. So I have this matte black, and I forgot. So how it works is that you have a case for your phone. You just need to buy the specific case for your phone. They have an option on those bigger brands of mobile phones. So what happens is you put this in the phone, of course, right? And then you put it in the lens option here. This is where you mount it. So once that's there, I'll do the ND16 filter. Once it's there, you just put the filter, and that's it. So yeah, basically it's like, so I shoot like this. It keeps you to that settings for your cinematic shots, and you'll be able to take cinematic videos. I think this is one of the much important accessories that you would need to have in terms of filmmaking. But recently, I find myself using these filters for photos. It's the same thing for the other one. So this one is much clearer. One thing to note, when you buy the filters, I think these two are in bundle with the filter mount, so it came together. And what I just need added was the case. I added this black case. And the only thing I'm complaining about the case is that it's a bit thicker. When you put your phone, yeah, it's like, it's gonna become more thicker, but nevertheless, it's protecting me. And then you have that thing there, moment. See, it's a good quality case. So I've been having these cases with every different phones that I have. So that's it, guys. I think these filters are something that you need to consider when you're into mobile filming. It will improve the outcome of your shooting in terms of making sure you're shooting on the cinematic settings. So definitely I recommend buying something like this. It doesn't matter if you find something that is not from Moment. If you find something cheaper, that's fine, go with it. I think it's one of those important things, important accessories for mobile filmmaking. That's it for now. If you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and subscribe. Click that subscribe button and that notification bell below. you would be notified when I upload more videos such as this. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. If you need to ask something, just do the comment section below. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, and do check out my YouTube channel. Link is on the description, so you'll be able to see the videos that I make in terms of mobile filmmaking. I usually make videos now with my mobile phone, so do check that out. Thanks. Bye-bye. See you in the next episode.